This next story takes us about 200 miles west of Houston to a bus station in downtown San Antonio. That's where dozens of immigrant women and their children found themselves stranded as Harvey approached on Friday night. They were left there by officials from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
They routinely take women and children to the downtown bus station because these women are connecting with family members or sponsors who are ready to receive them as they go through the asylum process.
Rocia Gunther is with the Rivard Report. That's the San Antonio News website that first reported the story about these 50 women and their children.
So they've been granted asylum and they're ready to go. But due to the storm, a lot of those bus routes were canceled.
So ICE officials presumably knew these buses had been canceled because of the storm, but they dropped them off anyway. Once they got there, did ICE do anything to provide shelter for these families?
So ICE actually released a statement after the story, and they're defending their actions, saying that all of the individuals had confirmed tickets and itineraries, but they declined to comment whether or not buses were or weren't running at the time of arrival. And so there were actually volunteers from a nonprofit. They immediately contacted city officials in San Antonio to see where they could shelter the women who were left there stranded with their children. And the city, in a matter of hours, they opened up some space at a local church, and the women were taken there to safety.
And you spent some time at that local church talking to these women and children. Give us a sense of the scene there.
So in addition to the women, there was a lot of homeless individuals there drinking some coffee, getting warm. It was rainy and windy that day. The women and children were in the third floor in a sort of playroom at the church. And a lot of the women there seemed very tired from their journeys. They seemed very exhausted. And, you know, these women have gone through a lot. A lot of them are fleeing incredible violence from Central America, gangs, violence throughout the journey. One woman that I spoke to, her name was Isabel. She is originally from Cuba, and she said she went through 10 countries since November. She said she went to Trinidad y Tobago, Venezuela, and then she went through the jungle in Colombia, and then Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico. And she finally made it to the border. She did this journey with her children and her husband, and they were separated at the border once they were taken to these detention centers. She was separated from her family. So once they were reunited, she was very happy to be with her family, but she was also happy that she was no longer at detention centers and she was, you know, finding refuge in San Antonio.
Did these people you spoke with, were they spending several nights at this church?
So actually, some people still remain there because in San Antonio, a lot of the bus routes were connecting to Houston. There are still around six families that remain at the church awaiting how to connect to their destinations because right now Houston is overwhelmed and they've seen unprecedented flooding. So things are very bad over there. So these women are still receiving assistance.
Rocia, what about other groups of people who go through the process, are approved, and are given bus tickets to get to where they are supposed to end up? I mean, what's happening to them?
Right. Well, to my knowledge, what's happening now is they're keeping them at the detention centers. And, you know, they're trying to make sure that the situation is safe before continuing to transport these people to different destinations. So after these people were dropped off on Friday, we have not heard of any other drop-offs.
Rocio, in your reporting in San Antonio, did you get the sense that local, state, and federal agencies have been effective at communicating in Spanish to the very large Spanish-speaking population in Texas as Harvey was approaching?
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I've heard so far, a lot of those people are getting information through the Mexican consulate, and they're doing an effort through social media and their website and everything to tap into that community. And of course, our stations here, like Univision, Telemundo, they're doing a great job informing people and keeping them updated. But I think the immigrant community in San Antonio, especially, they're very wary. They're very nervous. And all over Texas, people are afraid to seek help or talk to law enforcement or seek shelter because they're afraid that they'll be asked about their immigration status.
Rocio Gunther with the Rivard Report, a San Antonio news website. Thanks, Rocio.
Thank you so much, Carol.